A heck of a run. Most of that credit has got to go to Cassidy not being able to make a tackle. They had him for a loss probably two or three times, but Valentine refused to go down and busted upfield for a big-time touchdown run and take the early lead for the home team.
This is an interesting formation. Keegan Valentine starts about 14 yards behind the line of scrimmage and blasts up for the kick, and that's a heck of a boot down to about the 10-yard line. And brought in by Cassidy, and here they come right through the middle, has a gap, and he's still going at the 45-yard line.
Tackle, Clark.
And number 85, Parker Hare, comes blasting through like a Mack truck and comes down to the 45-yard line, first and 10 for Cassidy with a short field.
I'm sure you already know at home, the kicker, Keegan Valentine, probably makes a touchdown-saving tackle. Parker Hare just goes right through the middle. And a big hole, he goes right up the middle, and if Valentine doesn't make that tackle, Cassidy's got this game tied right up.
First and 10 for Cassidy. They're going out in the spread formation. Screen pass to the left, and it's intercepted as they could not bring in the pass on the far sideline to number
18.
Six.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The number six, Sawyer Cathrell, couldn't bring it in. Threw it into the air twice as he's trying to bring it in, and it was intercepted. And we believe by number 18, Brandon Wushlager for the Lakers. So one play, and it's an interception, and here comes Lakers with 10:04 left in this first half with the ball and all momentum on their side.
That's a tough stat for Mason Erla to have to swallow because that was a screen pass set up to Cathrell. He throws a ball that would have hit him right in the middle. He bobbled it twice, and as it floated out of his hand the second time, Brandon Wushlager comes diving out of nowhere and picks it off.
And Brennan Wisner hands it off to Hunter Seeley, who swings out of his first tackle, but is brought down on a second try by Parker Hare at the 44-yard line. Good enough for a one-yard gain, second and 9.
I tell you what, Cass City's knocked back on their heels right now. There were two more missed tackles on that play, or else that would have been another short loss for Lakers. Credit them for keeping the feet moving and getting gains out of nothing. But right now, it's all Lakers here in Laker country.
In the words of Air Supply, they're making love out of nothing at all. Second and 9, everything to the right side. Pistol with Wisner and Hunter Seeley behind him. Breaks through the front line and across the 40-yard line. Brought down by Jake Lawrence, the senior for Cassidy. Now a 5-yard gain, 3rd and 4. A long 4, we'll say. More than likely 5 yards, actually. 9:15 left in this first half. 7-0 Lakers. Hunter Seeley with that carry.
Yeah, nothing out of the ordinary right now as Wisner and Seeley, the only two in the backfield, and he's just handing it off and letting them go right into the teeth of that Red Hawk defense, getting nice gains.
Pistol, they go with trips just outside the right side of the line. Wisner rolls to his left, and it is caught on his pass to number 81, James Stork, but he has to dive down for it, so there's nothing after the catch. He is 3 yards shy of the first down marker, a 2-yard catch for James Stork. Now a 4th and 3 for the green and white working off the left half.
Yeah, still Lakers leads in this game with the football, 7-0. And that time there, Wisner fakes the pitch, comes to the near side of the field, and has to throw across his body. The ball was a little bit behind 81, James Stork, which is the only reason the ball was short of the first down.
Pistol to the right, and they have number 4 wide, Trent Cunningham. And it's a pitch out to Hunter Seeley around the right side. Sheds outside tackle. He has the first down. Down to the 25-yard line, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Lakers. Hunter Seeley from 40, nearly 40 yards away, scampers into the end zone for the second Lakers score of the night. It's 13-0 over Cassidy.
Well, so far we wondered which defense was going to step up to the plate. Right now it is Lakers putting their offense in position to do damage, and they are scoring early and often in this game. A heck of a run there by Seeley as he bounces it to the outside. All the Cassidy defenders were in the middle, and an easy touchdown run.
The kick is up, and the kick is good from Keegan Valentine. It's 14-0 Lakers over Cassidy with 8:14 left in the first half. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you. With locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Lakers out to a quick 14-0 lead over Cass City with 8:14 still remaining in this first half. That is two straight Laker possessions, resulting in a touchdown, just 2 minutes and 2 seconds apart, and that drive was set up by a Mason Erla interception on their first play of the Cass City drive. Keegan Valentine ready to kick this one off. The ball is at the 40-yard line, kicking right to left across your radio. Cass City has three men back deep at the 10-yard line. Here's the boot, and this one's coming down the ground like a weed killer and down to the 30-yard line. Coming the other way, and a Ooh. Big tackle at the 42-yard line, and somehow Cass City, that's they see number 85, is that in the bottom of the pile there? Number 25 for Cass City, big body of Shade Personowski, blasts forward to the 45-yard line, first and 10 for the Redhawks.
Yeah, Clark, that was one of those shots that I've seen you hit off the tee, Clark, one of those drives that doesn't get it in the airborne.
That's normally number 6 at Verona.
Yeah, that's one where it never gets airborne, but it had its purpose, Clark. They wanted to keep it away from their big playmakers, but still, excellent field position for Cass City.
They keep it inside with a T formation. It's a handoff to Sawyer Cuthrell across the 45 out to the 46-yard line where they say forward motion had stopped, and it's going to be a one-yard gain, second and 9 now for Redhawks.
Yeah, that was a one-yard gain by Sawyer Cuthrell with nothing else there. As there were 4 or 5 Lakers in the area. By the time he was tackled, he was 10 yards deep. They were blowing the whistle trying to stop these Lakers from tackling everybody in sight right now. It is a totally lopsided game at this point. Cass City's got to get something going on this drive if they want to do anything to stay in this game.
Second and 9 for Cass City, going wing tee to the left. Mason Earl rolling to his left, looking to pass. Looks downfield, has a receiver, and this one's way overthrown at the 30-yard line. Not a chance game. That one was Cole Chippy, the junior tight end. He's a tall glass of water. And now sets up a third down, 9 yards to go for Cass City at their own 46-yard line, trailing 14-0.
That he is, and Mason Erla did the right thing. He kept the ball up in the air where only his guy could get it. Actually, Chippy may have misjudged how far that ball was being thrown as he planted his feet and went up a little early, and the ball sailed over his head. But at least it fell to the ground, Clark, without any trouble, and Cass City gets an opportunity on third down and long.
Full spread, 2 wide each way. Erla in the shotgun, rolls to his left and passes. It's caught by Sawyer Cuthrell at the 44-yard line and finally brought down at the 39. That is a 14-yard gain and enough to move the chains for Cass City on a third down conversion.
And this may be what Cass City has to do the rest of this half. They may have to go 4 wide receivers and run some quick short routes with one deep route on each play. And if they can't catch the home run, they may have to back this Lakers defense away from them by continuing to go 4 wide, and they're going to do it here with one running back in the backfield.
2 wide each way, running back in the backfield with Erla. Rolls to his right, has to dodge one tackle, and throws to his right. And this one flies out of bounds at the 23-yard line. Incomplete pass, no intended receiver, second and 10.
Yeah, Parker Hare was in the area, but I don't think Mason Erla liked what he saw. Decent coverage there by Lakers. Erla stepped up in the pocket, didn't really have any running room, so he throws it away safely, smartly probably, and then now we get second 10 coming up for the Redhawks.
Second and 10 for the Redhawks from the Lakers 39-yard line. Cass City trails Lakers 14-0, and we're halfway through the second quarter. 7 minutes remain before halftime. 2 wide each way, Erla in the shotgun. It's a handoff to Nick Perry, breaks free of one tackle, and drags his tackler down to the 36-yard line. But after all said and done, it's only a 3-yard gain, sets up a 3rd and 7 for Cass City.
Yeah, it felt longer than that, Clark. They run a draw play from the shotgun formation. Nick Perry gets a 3-yard gain, did what he could with not a lot. Basically, he gained 7 yards if you think about where he started with the ball. Now 3rd and 6, maybe 7 now left for Cass City. For me, it's 4 down territory, Clark, so No need to go for the home run here. You got two downs to get a first down.
Trips to the right. Erla looking to the right to pass, and the screen pass. And this one's overthrown.